If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEBCOinc.com. Before I do our power rankings, I want to give you $1,000, or at least a chance to win $1,000 in cash. Yeah, no, not going to guarantee. You have a shot, though.
Do they call in?
No, they text in, Bill.
Okay.
They text in.
That's easier.
Get your phone out right now.
Steve's got his.
And text this number, 508.
Are you texting to win, Steve? You can't win. Simple one again. It's his third time.
He's rich.
What do we text, Jake, again?
Number is this, 508-777-1000. Again, 508-777-1000. This is the Cash Blitz. It's also on the website at theticketfm.com. There's a logo for it. Click on it. The word today for a chance to win $1,000 given away tomorrow at noon is gold.
Gold.
G-O-L-D. Gold. If you want, if your chance to win $1,000, text the number 508-777-1000. The word is gold. Chance to win $1,000 tomorrow at noon.
Dennis texts in.
McSafety did?
No. Dennis, my
LeBlanc?
Friend. Dennis. Dennis Rudner. I'm saying his name. Dennis Rudner. He came in one day. He works at the paper. He says, Manny Sanguian. Do you remember that name, Bill?
Manny I do remember the Pirates. I remember the name, yes.
Pirate. Dude would swing at pitches 3 feet out of the strike zone and still get a hit. Good job, Dennis. Dennis is a breaker. Thank you, Dennis. And I used to work with him. He's a great dude.
Journal Star.
Yes. Journal Star.
Old times.
Manny Sanguian. Yeah. Better times.
When was Clemente there?
That's 60.
Earlier. Before that?
Yeah. Okay. I had some Roberto Clemente cups. I had Roberto Clemente cups.
Seriously, as a boy?
Yeah. I got them in Philadelphia, and that was when the 7-Elevens were just getting going, and they had, you could get a...
You're kidding me.
I had a Roberto Clemente Slurpee.
No kidding.
Cup, yes.
And you got it in Philly?
Got it in Philly.
What were you doing?
My dad's uncle, Tracy Bush, lived in Philadelphia. We went there for Christmas.
What a
pass
you had.
On a surprise trip. Yeah, so all of a sudden, we're at a 7-Eleven. I get a Roberto Clemente Slurpee.
You have a great memory, by the way.
Talk about better times.
God, better. You were in Philly for Christmas, and you got a Roberto Clemente
Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
See, Dennis, what you spark, great memories. Manny Sanguian.
Great memory.
You know, we've been trying the last few months. We're going to do it again on this Tuesday. We try to do power
Here
rankings
we go.
The Big Ten. Every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, we do our power rankings.
I'm pulling up the
And
the,
by the
standing.
Way, there's going to be some change this week because of what happened UCLA with the loss of Penn State
Keep
to
talking,
UCLA.
Keep talking, Jake. I'm going.
Because I think that you have to definitely
I'm doing
move
the same thing.
The Bruins up a little bit, and I'm sure Penn State falls down quite a bit after that loss. So, as you guys pull up the standings in terms of the Big Ten.
Keep talking, Jake.
We can assess where Nebraska is at.
You can do this, Bill.
I'm getting close.
I mean, here's the thing. When we get to number one, it's either going to be Ohio State or Oregon. Or
maybe okay, Indiana. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here
now,
we go.
The Stool has had Oregon at number one, I think, the entire season.
I think for the sake of keeping the order, let's just do the top four now.
Oregon's still number one?
Bill?
I like Ohio State.
I'm
going Ohio State
number one.
Okay, now you'll have to sway me. I'm close. I'm close on this.
I just don't know if you can did they take care of it? They have so much talent on offense. They have a young quarterback that's just playing within himself and the defense being ridiculous.
Okay, let's put it this way, Jake. I think Bill would agree. And sometimes you do it this way. They have the best unit in the league for sure. Right?
Defensively.
Yes.
Yeah, they have their defense. There's no unit that's better than theirs.
100. Yes.
I think Ohio
State. We're going Buckeyes one.
And this is why. Because now their offense is starting to climb. Now you're seeing Julian Sands start
Minnesota's
to settle.
Minnesota's not horrible on defense. They're not horrible. They put 45 on them.
And you know, yes, Ohio State.
Buckeyes number one?
Yep. One.
That's a change. Oregon 2.
Number two, Oregon 2. And number 3's got to be Indiana, right?
What's that? Oregon 2, Indiana.
Yeah. I'm not going to push back.
So, just to recap.
Now we got to get four, though.
This weekend, we got number 2 and 3 in the conference playing each other at Oregon. Indiana at Oregon. 2:30 kickoff.
Now we have to come up with four, though.
And I'm not sold that Michigan's the fourth best team in the Big Ten. I'm not sold on that. I don't know where else you would go with it, though. I mean, all you can really go with it this time would be Illinois. That's where you would go with it. Now, Illinois does have a...
So you can't... Yeah, you can't put Penn State anymore.
No, Penn State cannot be fourth at this point.
No.
They have to fall.
No.
I think they lost to UCLA.
Yeah. It's either Michigan or Illinois. Which one?
I'd feel better about Michigan.
I still would... If they're head-to-head, if they're playing on a neutral side, I'm taking Michigan.
Ooh, that's a close call.
Michigan's
close
one loss is it was a, you know, to John Mateer in Oklahoma, and Illinois lost by 53 points to Indiana. Okay. That has to matter.
Say no more. Say no more.
So Michigan, 4.
Illinois, 5.
Okay, now... Illinois?
5.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be Illinois.
It could be Illinois or USC, but Illinois beat USC.
Yeah, Illinois's got to be there.
Yeah, it could be. Okay. I'm going Illinois, and then we'll stop at 6, and I'm going to...
Okay. You got to go USC 6 or Nebraska.
That's a tough one.
It's
got to be one of those two.
See, and unless you said Washington...
I'll be honest with you. I would probably put Washington there now.
Okay, because of what they did at Maryland in the fourth.
And like you said, wasn't the game 7-3 Ohio State at halftime?
I watched that game. I can help you with this. I watched that game in its entirety. Right. Missing Tooth Greg will tell you that. Yeah. Bill, I wasn't overly impressed with Washington.
No, and no one is right now. But yeah, but I'm impressed with the 6-hour flight.
And then winning. What's the reward?
It was 7-3 at halftime.
Let's reward them. I think that's the...
Okay. We're going Washington at 6?
Yeah, because what they did is play Ohio State and probably get beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then make that cross.
Well, just think what Penn State did.
Right.
They had a tough loss at home in a huge game that they were wound up for.
And then crap the bed.
They flew across the country against arguably the worst team in Power 4 and got beat.
Right.
So I'm going to give Washington the credit for that.
Then I'm going to put Nebraska 7.
So you're putting them ahead of Penn State.
Yeah. Oh.
Because Penn State has to get ranked at some point.
We have forgotten Penn State.
No, they lost. No, listen, I'm fine with them being behind Washington still. They lost at UCLA.
Well, we have to determine if they're behind Nebraska, and I would maybe argue yes. They lost at UCLA.
They gave up 285 yards rushing.
The team that we had last in the standings.
I mean, that has to be a severe punishment. I'm fine they're not on here yet.
Oh, no, I'm fine with Nebraska there. So Nebraska's what?
Nebraska's 7?
Okay, real quick, stop.
Are we heading to USC?
Hang on. We got Nebraska at 7. Real quick.
Yeah.
Who do you have at 13th?
I don't know why.
Let's just throw it in there right now. Let's try to pick out who you think is 13th.
Why? Why 13?
I just want to put this. We got the top 7. Let's get 13 in there.
Okay, can we get to 8?
Nope, we're going to go 7 to 13.
Okay, 8. Hold on. 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah.
I think 13 is Minnesota. I think 13th is Iowa or Minnesota. Which one you want at 13?
Minnesota's got to be. Iowa's still going to be 8 through 12 at some point.
Okay.
Iowa is
Minnesota.
Not.
Okay, Minnesota's 13th. So we got 1 through 7. We have 13. Okay. Now who's 8th?
Okay, 8. Let's go back to 8. USC's 8th. Has to be, right?
USC ahead of Penn State.
Oh!
Yeah, it comes down to those two right now. Penn State or USC?
I'm okay with penalizing Penn State that severely to put them at 9.
I'm with you.
They lost to our last place team.
I agree with that.
Okay, so we're going USC 8, Penn State 9. Penn State, wow.
Yeah,
it went from 3rd to 9 in one
week.
But it's a horrible loss.
I mean,
now we're going bottom up.
Okay. Now go to
the bottom.
18. So that bottom has to be now
Northwestern.
Yep.
I'm going to go Northwestern. I'm with you on
that. Could you put Wisconsin at 17 and UCLA?
Wisconsin is close. To be in dead last.
Okay, then put them at 17.
I think you put them at 17 ahead of
Northwestern, Wisconsin. Yep. Then I think you've got to go. Then you think you got to go Purdue.
Yep. Purdue.
And then
now
Rutgers.
Okay, Rutgers. 15.
So Rutgers is worse or better than UCLA?
I don't know.
I think UCLA goes to 15, right? They're still behind Rutgers.
I don't know right now if we want to have UCLA maybe get into the playoffs.
No.
I don't think we're going to go quite that. I agree with you. I'm with Jake on UCLA there.
Okay. And we got to find Michigan State also.
No, wait a second. Rutgers is 14.
Yeah.
Michigan State 12.
Yeah. Well, in 15.
Well, 13 is already done.
Yeah, we get Minnesota at 13.
So do we put Michigan State at 12?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, let's back up now back and up make sure we're doing this right.
Top down.
Okay, top down. Ohio State 1, Oregon 2.
Agreed.
Indiana 3.
Love it.
Michigan 4. Illinois 5. Washington 6. Nebraska 7. USC 8. Penn State 9. Now we got to do 10 through 12.
10 through 11. We got Michigan State 12.
Oh, we got, we do. 10 through 11.
You got Iowa left.
Okay.
They're either 10th or 11th, and then you have, who am I missing here? Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Maryland, right?
Maryland.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going Maryland. I'm good with that. Maryland's ahead of Iowa.
Yeah. Ooh, all right. I like these rankings.
Yeah, yeah.
Maryland 10.
Yeah.
Iowa 11. This is good.
We nailed it again, I think, guys.
I think we did.
I think it was nice. If once we got 13 secured, I think that helped.
I think it's funny because they are definitely 13. Somehow we got Minnesota nailed there.
I think we nailed it. We didn't even. 13. Steve, go over the thing.
Yeah, we got 1 through 18 now.
Let's do it the opposite, though. Let's go bottom up.
This is the Stuhl's updated rankings from the Big Ten. Go ahead, Bill.
So Northwestern
is 18.
Clear 18. Right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin, 17.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what a wow. That for a second. Yeah. Purdue, 16. UCLA rises last to 15.
Big rise, yeah.
Rutgers, 14th. Minnesota, 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State, 12th. Iowa, 11th. Maryland, 10th. Penn State, 9th. Wow.
They fell six spots. Huh? I think rightfully so. Yeah.
USC, 8th.
Like it.
Nebraska, 7th. I like it because I think those two teams are really even, Nebraska and USC. Well, I think Nebraska beat Washington, but Washington is 6, mm-hmm. 6. Illinois is 5, Michigan 4, Indiana 3, Oregon 2, Ohio State 1.
I think I like that.
I do too. Big shakeup at top. We replaced Oregon.
And Penn State fell 6 spots.
And we handled Washington correctly. They thought that, you heard in the press conference with James Franklin, travel.
Right.
Well, guess what? Washington was sold out against Ohio State. They got the crap kicked out of them.
They did.
Had all the energy. They had to get on a plane and fly 6 hours back to Maryland. And they beat them.
This is what I'd say.
And they're down 20-0.
This is what I'd say to Jed Fish. Salute.
Salute. I agree.
My God, that tells me a lot about Fish and his program, because they got whipped around against Ohio State. Tough situation now, and I did not think they'd win that game. Yeah. I didn't pick them to win it, and they won it. Jake, you know how tough
it's
that
almost,
is?
It's almost – I mean
– and then they're down 20-0.
And also
– 20 to zip. You're right.
Maryland's better than USC – I mean, than UCLA is. So they had to beat a better team than what Penn State had to do.
See, that's a very – this is a very damning commentary on Franklin. It is.
That's why I
don't went, don't cite travel, by the way.
Don't say it. First of all, that any – and then the other guy that also did this also was Lincoln Riley was complaining because they had that 9 a.m. kick in their body clock.
He did complain.
And it's like, dude, the last thing you say.
Don't do it.
No, just like, man, we can't wait to play at this time. We'd love it. Wake up early, get them going. We'll be back in Los Angeles before it's dark.
I'm glad we rewarded Washington. That's my favorite part of these rankings.
I don't have any problem with any of these. I think we nailed this perfectly.
Uh-huh.
We're all pretty high on ourselves right now.
I
just wonder. We'll
patting ourselves. I'm not high on myself.
Will DiNardo reach out to us?
You guys are the experts here.
Yes, send it in. Like that big. What if all of a sudden you turned on the Big Ten Live and there's us three? Like that. Here's what we have. Right then, we just show them that. We just show them. Here's what we have.
With this being said, I want to point out this is this week's matchups in terms of our rankings.
Okay.
Yep.
In terms of our rankings.
Give this.
This is the Stool's rankings in terms of the matchup. We got 14th ranked Rutgers at 6th ranked Washington.
Okay.
Friday. It's a Friday night game. I can't wait to see it. I'll be giddy.
That's a good one.
I will be.
Washington
is who wins that?
11.5 point favorites are.
Whoa.
Big favorite.
That's a big number. Washington's 11.5?
Yes. Yep. Ohio State, number one in our rankings, will play 5th-ranked Illinois in our rankings.
That's horrible.
At Illinois.
11 a.m.
What a monster
game. Buckeyes are 14.5 point favorites on the road at Illinois.
Never say it can't happen.
14.5. Good God.
And that's actually 17th-ranked team in the country, Illinois.
14.5 on the road.
We have a 15th-ranked UCLA at 12th-ranked Michigan State.
An epic game in my mind.
We got some good
11
ones.
11 a.m. BTN. 8.5 point favorites of the Spartans there against UCLA. Michigan State, 8.5 point favorite.
What?
Yeah.
These are
bizarre lines to me.
8.5 Michigan State, yes.
Okay.
Then we have, obviously, the big one, our second-ranked team, Oregon, against third-ranked Indiana. That's 2:30 on CBS. Yeah. Oregon, 7.5 point favorites at this moment in that game.
Google me said that Lanning is a young coaching phenom.
You know what my thoughts on Lanning are.
He put phenom on him.
We'll have 18th-ranked Northwestern against newly ranked 9th-ranked Penn State.
Are we a little low on them, by the way?
Penn State is 21.5 point favorites.
They can build themselves back up.
They had the worst loss of the season so far of anybody, of any school.
It's one of the worst losses in the history of college football.
That is the worst. That's the worst loss for any program in Division I football this year. Okay. That loss.
It's only happened five times in the history of college football.
You've convinced me.
So it's one of the worst losses.
Okay. Jeez.
Name one that was more shocking.
That was shocking. That was shocking.
Nebraska's backed up to a 6.5 point favorite at Maryland. That's our 10th ranked team versus Nebraska, the 7th ranked team in the conference.
The betting line makes you respect our rankings a little
bit. Yes, I think so. Iowa at Wisconsin. Iowa, of course, ranked 11th for us. 17th ranked Wisconsin. Hawkeyes, 3.5 point favorites. That's Wisconsin's homecoming.
Every game is interesting.
Yeah, every one. It's like, okay, Michigan State, UCLA, bizarre, interesting. What if UCLA goes out there and just lays an egg?
Yep.
What if they go out there and just lays an egg?
What happened, James Franklin?
All of a sudden, it's going to be just like, just lays an egg. And it's like, okay, and just right back to...
Ooh. Right. Wow.
Are you excited for Purdue, Minnesota this weekend? That's a night
game.
I
am. It's a great...
6:30 on BTN.
It interests me.
That's the one I'd probably say not really
might miss that one.
Yeah. The rest of them, though, are... please tell me you don't have a wedding this weekend.
No. How about just seeing that?
Nothing against weddings.
I read this. It'd be different if they had what? Speak now or forever hold your peace. To make it interesting. Please, officiants, observe.
I need to...
They
nuptials.
Was said that the Coliseum is sold out.
Oh!
That was written yesterday. You don't know what fake news is. Now, when they say sold out, there's always an area that's kind of blocked off.
Blocked off, but still. Holy crap.
And they say mostly because of Michigan, that Michigan fans are traveling.
It's a long
trip.
Okay, now, but tell me you wouldn't like to be in that state.
Oh, wow.
Woo! Oh, my God. Michigan, USC.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Imagine what's going to look like.
Uh-huh.
Those uniforms.
Is that night or day?
Night.
Yep, night game. NBC game.
They'll be in sunshine, though, when the game starts.
Yep.
God dang, I'll tell you what. I thought about it the other day. What is today? October 7th?
6:30 NBC, Michigan,
it's
USC.
It's going too fast. We need the season to slow down a little
bit. Yeah, it's going way too.
It's going too fast.
I want to see more bye weeks.
Okay.
Just because I just want the season to go longer.
I know.
And so I'd love to have there's 25 teams, 26 teams off this week. Okay, that's fine. There's still a ton of games, so I'm going to watch them. I want the season to go longer.
We need to hit February.
I mean, did the NFL not figure it out? They go into February now. They're like, no, we'll just kind of let this thing go a little bit longer and let this thing stretch out. Yeah, this thing. Because there's nothing that compares to what's going on in college football.
What a slate.
Would there, is there any games like on from in the NFL where you just lose your mind? I mean, Tennessee, that game is unbelievable. And we really don't even talk about how they won and other teams.
Last night was pretty good, I guess.
It was really good, but you don't have that like where you just go, oh my.
There was radio shows
yesterday that spent 2 hours on that show. On UCLA, Penn State.
Oh, we're just in the thick of beauty right now.
And there'll be so much beauty. Remember last week? Not much going on. Turned out to be incredible. Whoa. This week will be incredible again.
You know, one of the things that's on radio that's interesting to me the most right now is the love for Miami. They must be really good.
They're not, it's all because of one thing. They're up front.
They got
O-line, D-line. That's why they always say, hey, these guys have a chance. Sometimes you go, well, they're scoring 44, but they're also giving, they're holding teams to 41. No, they got them on both sides.
And then it's Beck.
Then you have a solid.
Beck's been good this year.
Yep. Really good.
He has been good.
Carson Beck.
Before I get to break, Bill, I'm curious, last night, what color were the lights on your house?
We went with the low dim white. Dim white.
Sexual.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Wow.
Okay, I got it.
Should we play sexual healing?
And we'll have it pulled up.
I just had it pulled up.
That's probably the reason. So,
all right, sorry about that.
Donuts are sexual to you. Okay. All right. Didn't know that.
Why?
What's wrong with you? Hold on. You dim the lights, though. Nice.
Yeah, got interesting.
What about your neighbor?
I'd go with classy more than sexual.
What's your neighbor's name?
What's that?
That's LaRue.
LaRue. He hasn't gotten his yet. LaRue, please get those up. There's a lot. Yesterday, there was a lot of. I'm excited about going. We'll probably go mostly fall from here on out.
What's Halloween?
There's a Halloween.
Orange, brown.
Orangish brown. You can kind of go with the fall look. So
brown
that's
light's interesting.
So we're going to switch over to that. That's going to take place.
If you want those of yourself, please go to Neiman & Sons Roofing or Halo Custom Lighting.
Josh McGuire.
It's very much so worth your time. And it's almost Christmas. Do not delay. You will not get them in time for Christmas if you don't call right now. HaloCustomLighting.com and Neiman & Sons Roofing.
Whoa. The motorcycle cop did a Yui.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there he goes. Lights went on.
Oh, he did a Yui.
Yeah. We'll be back.